Good morning and welcome to the show. It is actually the wee hours of the morning where I am here in Maine. And we've been getting a snowstorm for the last, day and a half, basically. It's not actually that much snow. But it is quite cold out. And we have really been feeling the spring vibe. And of course, we're in Maine, so more snow and cold is to be expected as soon as you're starting to feel those spring vibes. Sipping on my coffee and enjoying this gorgeous view of a winter wonderland outside. And just wanted to pop in here and say hello to all of you, tell you about some things that are going on, some feels that are on my mind. So much has been happening, and I'll just dig right into it. The theme of a lot of what I've been feeling the last week and a half is kind of just stepping back from the fight and giving that a rest. I guess I haven't really been like, quote, in the fight. And I've always tried to come from the standpoint that, you know, I am shedding light on things and spreading awareness and sharing truth, or what appears to be truth or what feels like truth to me. And not so much trying to be in the fight, like the fight against things. Like, I've gone to almost no rallies. I've gone to like one little mini protest. And then it was actually quite funny. It was like, I just kept not meaning to go back to that same protest. And that was a couple of years ago. But so, yeah, I guess for me, I've really tried to be solutions-oriented, solutions-focused, with awareness. I feel like we've got to have awareness of what goes on, and without really absorbing it, if that makes sense. Like, I actually think a lot of people online do far too much sharing of these like intense images that feel really dark or demonic, honestly. And you know, I think that we could all be talking about these things without promoting that same energy or putting it in our faces so much and being a part of that. And so there's so much to take in every day, every single day. There's so much to take in. And I kind of hit a breaking point. I really did. I just felt like, yeah, I the fight energy is something that I don't want to be a part of. I don't really want to condone or put more energy into. And I'll be totally honest, I had like a kind of personal breakthrough moment around that. And I was thinking this day a lot. I think about my dad all the time, and if you're listening, you may or may not know, I never really updated on the show side over here, but if you follow me online, you might know my father passed away just over a year ago, a couple of months ago. A year and 3 months ago. Anyway, and he was just like, he is, and in the physical, he was just such a wonderful, cool person to be around. So just not like it was all like fun all the time, although it was pretty fun almost all the time. He was just always had the kindest heart, always would like stop and help somebody on the side of the road. Like, he was just always doing stuff like that. everywhere I would walk with him in town or walk with my parents in town, people would know him. People would say hello. And then in his later years, you know, we got to take that online together and build this art business, art school, international art school online in the last 6.5, 7 years of his life. I got to do that with him. So he was already like such an incredible father. I would call him every single day after I, quote, left home. I did leave home. I went to school right after my graduating summer. And he just embodied this like just beautiful, calming, connective energy that would have absolutely nothing to do with fighting against something. He felt pretty strongly about that, and actually on a few occasions would try to talk to me about, you know, sharing about stuff online and encouraging me to come from a place of love and awareness and not from fighting against something, fighting against the machine or fighting against the system, which in reality, that's what it's sort of about, but it's not about the fight. It's about being self-reliant from that system, not needing it and always furthering that journey, really, and in so many ways. So where am I going with this thought? My father, it was like this energy of what he brought to so many people was just wonderful. And part of what we got to do in the online art school, I'll just kind of explain a little backstory so you can kind of see what my thought process is even in his teachings, even in the video courses that we filmed and taught about painting, it was about life. It was always about life. And he would always bring it back to that and bring it back to like a place of love and that being high vibration and manifestation and really just like, I've seen so many quotes from, you know, students, and so many students have told me over the years from that experience during that time that he was not just an art teacher and nobody taught art like him. He was like a life teacher and just would lead by example, but just also always had the most perfect, wonderful things to say to a student maybe struggling with an aspect or something, or even not struggling, but just always knocking it out of the park with anything he had to say. I'm telling you, he was a legendary human, and his presence was known and felt by many, many, many people around the world. Anyway, okay, without getting too far into that story, I have come a long way in my grief journey that I can even talk about this without kind of having a breakdown moment. So that energy to me is what life is about. And being an uplifter is something that I have always felt like was part of my role in life. And I don't know if that's like putting too much pressure on myself from an early age, but it just always kind of came naturally to me. If somebody else was like having a hard time at dance class or like didn't have enough of a snack. Like, it was just funny. I was just always like nurturing and making sure everybody was okay. And like, if people were having like depressed discussion, I'd kind of start being goofy and like uplifting. And it was just to kind of reflect on that for, you know, as an adult and like in my later part of my 30s, just really reflecting on what it means to be an uplifter. It doesn't always have to be inspiring. It can be. But, you know, what does that mean to me? And truly, it means not being a part of that fight and talking about solutions and bringing forth solutions and talking about them without the need to bash the alternative and what it was. Okay, so I'll give you an example. I have a million examples. You can really take this kind of standpoint to anything. But my current example to share with you is the whole like schooling conversation, right? So I'm like an adult, homeschooled, grown up. My kids are homeschooled. Never even a thought of or a question of putting them in school. So they're like second generation outside of the school system. And it was designed, schooling systems were designed to create kind of, not necessarily mindless, but mindless in the way that your mind is full of so much information that you don't actually have a lot left over for real life skills. Okay. And also mindless in the other sense, kind of numbed out, kind of just like going through the motions, factory worker status, like creating, just like pumping out people to put into like the Industrial Revolution and, into the factories and into, you know, little, it's hard to describe the words, just kind of your everyday jobs and being the workforce of society. And that is literally the mentality of what school was created for, was we want to make sure that there's not too many artists, musicians, inspiring poets and writers and all these things. And if we don't create a system like this now, those people are going to be the ones running in everything. And we don't want that. And so this was like the kind of elite, that's not the word I like using, the, man, that's a tricky one. You guys, if you've listened this far into this episode, if you guys have alternative words for the whole, like, quote, elite, powers that be, whatever it is, yeah, please let me know, because I am really trying to come up with better terminology for that. I have a really good friend, Sarah Lena, who's always like, call it out. Call them what they are. I won't even repeat these words that she uses right now on the episode, but that's an example. Like, anyway, so those types of families in those classes and those people put to get created the school system that we still use today, as far as public schools and private schools even, but like the schooling system. And that to me is just is not what it should be about, right? And so if you want to dig more into that history and story, I highly recommend the book Free to Learn. It's by Peter Gray, and it is an absolutely amazing read, and he does a stellar job of just kind of telling it like it is. This is what this was created for, invented for, and this is why children actually don't learn very well in that environment. And so that book is just an epic one. Well, I've gone into so many directions here. It's hard to know where to tie it up. Okay, so the schooling system. And so for me personally, a solution is not using the school system, which is something that I've been doing for a very long time. I've not used the school system at all, one little bit, as an adult. I briefly checked out school when I was a teenager because of pretty much pure curiosity. And my parents supported me in that decision to kind of check it out, see what it was about. And I got to have like a traditional graduation experience, although socially was really not traditional as far as what other people might experience in the senior year of high school and graduating and all that stuff. Yeah, I was very much like, who are you? Why are you here? Why are you a part of our graduation? And we don't like you. So, yeah, I guess it's just been a part of this life. It's like, can't quite meld in with the crowd ever. Never have. Okay, so it was a really long explanation of the example I'm trying to give with do you fight or do you just kind of like talk about solutions? And that's something that's been an easy one for me. I haven't been fighting the school system for any reason. I've just been kind of sharing what's on my heart. Like, do you guys know it is possible to homeschool your kids and work full time even from the time they were babies? I have been working. So a lot of people just assume like, oh, if I am a full time working parent, I can't homeschool my kids. So that's just one little example of the many ways to talk about homeschooling from home, learning from home, or unschooling, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you're up to with that, in a solutions-oriented way. So that's kind of where I've been feeling, where my big feelings have been happening, was it can be easy to be swept up into this kind of fight against if you're part of groups doing it or movements or even for work, or, you know, there's a big variety of things with this. And it is just absolutely freeing, I will say, to know and learn for yourself, kind of like come back to that thought process again and again and again, that's not my path. Bashing something to then show how great this other solution is, that's not for me. That's not my path. Exploring with people, you know, discernment and shedding light on things and talking about solutions, that feels appropriate. That feels really good. That feels like that makes sense. To understand why we want to move away from something, we need to at least understand it a bit, overstand it a bit, right? We're not standing under these things. So that's kind of the theme in a nutshell, in a really long 20-minute explanation of the current theme is getting clear that we are focused on solutions in life, getting clear on how do we also have discernment and discussion around things that need to be brought up without it being against, because that just creates more resistance, and without it being a fight. And how do we gracefully move through those energies? Okay, that was about it, guys. That was my morning ramble. Thank you for joining me for my first cup of coffee this morning and listening in. You all rock. I really appreciate you all being here and tuning in.